Impaired driving. While most drivers think only of alcohol when they hear the word impaired, drinking is not the only way a driver can be impaired. Drugs, even prescription and over-the-counter drugs, can seriously affect your ability to drive safely. Driving while drowsy can also affect your ability to drive and can be very dangerous. Alcohol and other drugs. The drinking driver is the number one cause of fatal traffic crashes. On average, someone is killed by a drunk driver every 40 minutes. It is against the law to drive while under the influence of alcohol or other drugs. Drivers who have been drinking or using other drugs do not have good control over themselves or the vehicle, and they are a danger to their own lives and the lives of others. Vermont law states that when a person's blood alcohol concentration, BAC, is 0.08 or above, he or she is under the influence or impaired. It is important to remember that a person is impaired at blood alcohol concentration levels below 0.08. Even one drink impairs your judgment. People under the age of 21 who operate a vehicle with an alcohol concentration of 0.02 or more can receive a civil traffic violation. The driver's license will be suspended, and the driver must complete an alcohol and driving education program at his or her own expense. What does alcohol do to your driving skills? Alcohol is a drug. It can and will affect your driving. When alcohol has been consumed, the decisions that you make may very well be faulty. Alcohol may appear to give you a lift. It does not. It does affect your thought process. Alcohol, in fact, is a depressant. It will affect you in the following ways. Judgment. You may no longer be able to make good decisions about driving. You may think you are fine, but you are not aware of the risks you may be taking. Vision. Your overall vision may be greatly reduced. Concentration. Your mind wanders and you can't concentrate. Understanding. Your comprehension level about what is happening around you will suffer. You may not realize what you are doing. Feelings, senses. Your feelings are suppressed. You don't feel speed, so you won't realize that you could be speeding. Reaction time. It will take you longer to react and move your foot from the gas pedal to the brake. This slowed down reaction time can be the difference between arriving safely or not arriving at all. Time is the only way to reduce the effects of alcohol. Drinking coffee, taking a cold shower, or running around will not sober a person up. It takes at least an hour per drink for the alcohol and its effects to be processed out of your body. This means you may have to wait several hours to reduce the effects of alcohol to enable you to drive safely. Other drugs. Driving after taking other drugs or narcotics, even from prescription and over-the-counter, can be just as deadly as alcohol, even more so for some persons. Drugs may cause you to become sleepy and keep you from thinking or acting properly. Feeling this way while driving a vehicle sets you up for death on the highway. Again, time is the only way to reduce the effects of any drug. If you are convicted of DUI or driving after taking drugs, your license will be suspended. You must pay a large fine, lawyer fees, pay for an alcohol education class, you may go to jail, and your insurance will increase. Vermont has an implied consent law. This means that when a person gets a license, that person is agreeing to say yes when asked to take a test to see how much alcohol or other drugs are in the person's body. A police officer may ask a driver to take the test if the officer thinks the driver is impaired by alcohol or other drugs. If the driver refuses, he or she will lose his or her driver's license for at least 6 months. Note: Vermont has an administrative suspension process, which means that you can lose your license through a civil process before a criminal DUI conviction. Think before you drink. If you are going to drink, make plans before you start. Use a designated driver and make sure that driver doesn't drink. A designated driver agrees not to drink or use other drugs and is responsible for getting the others home safely. Call a parent or other responsible person to arrange a safe ride home. Arrange to stay overnight where you are, if it is safe to do so. Listen to your friends. If they warn you about not driving, take their concern seriously. Before you begin drinking, give your vehicle keys to a friend who does not drink and who will not let you drive after drinking. Time is the only way to reduce the effects of alcohol. It takes at least an hour per drink for the alcohol and its effects to be processed out of your body. This means you may have to wait several hours to reduce the effects of alcohol to enable you to drive safely. Drinking coffee, taking a shower, exercising, etc., cannot reduce your BAC or the effects of alcohol. The Vermont Emergency Nurses Association, NCARE, sponsors the installation of signs at the site of alcohol-related fatal crashes. When you see one of these signs, it means someone died at that location because of a drunk driver. If you are concerned by your drinking, you may attend the crash school nearest you for little or no cost. Project Crash would like you to come to crash school before you are arrested for DUI rather than after. After your arrest, you may have to go to crash school at your own expense. For information regarding crash, call 802-651-1574 or visit Project Crash. Drowsy driving. Each year, many crashes occur because the driver falls asleep at the wheel. This may result in a head-on crash with another vehicle, a tree, or other roadside object. Drowsy drivers can drive so poorly they may appear to be drunk. Some signs of drowsy driving are having problems focusing or keeping your eyes open, yawning repeatedly, not remembering the last few miles you drove, drifting out of the travel lane, missing traffic signs. People most at risk of drowsy driving are those who drive after not having enough sleep. Often this includes young people, shift workers, and people who work very long hours. It also includes people who may or may not realize they have a sleep disorder. Drivers may know they are tired but believe they can stay awake. Unfortunately, instead of staying awake, they may fall asleep and crash. Avoid driving when drowsy. If you become drowsy while you're on the road, find a safe place to pull over and stop. Opening your window and turning up your radio will not keep you awake. In fact, when you start trying to find a way to stay awake, that should be a sure sign you need to stop and rest.